in Romans 12, he said, be ye transformed, transfigured, totally changed. I mean, they seen Jesus in his glory state. That's the state they saw him in. They hadn't seen him like that before. They knew this was definitely from heaven. And they knew Moses and they knew Elijah. And they were not in that time. But when you're in the spirit realm, you just know things. You know things. They weren't acquainted with Elijah and Moses. That was way before their time. But they were in the spirit realm. You get in the spirit realm, you just don't know things. You get smart.
Amen.
Very smart.
Nobody told him who it was. He knew it.
Huh?
Nobody told him who it was. He just knew it. Exactly.
Nobody told what now?
Nobody told Peter who the two men were. He knew
it. Oh, yeah. He knew about the Spirit. Nobody told Peter about Jesus being the Christ. It was just revealed to him. Mm-hmm. Flesh and blood did not reveal it to him. Mm-hmm. When you're in the spirit world, you reveal things.
Yeah.
When you're in the spirit like this.
Yeah. It takes off the veil.
Huh?
It takes the veil off.
Yeah.
Wow, that's good. We just talked about that before you came in.
I was listening to a teaching on everything you're talking about this morning. This morning when I was working on their rooms.
Oh, okay. 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 And moving right along, we see the glory of God there. I mean, you can't deny. Peter and them couldn't deny that wasn't the glory of God. That we saw it here as a cloud and as a light. It was different from the natural clouds you look out in the sky. You see those? Those are, I mean, you know, we look outside at the clouds, we go, wow, you know what? But this was, whoa. This was a different cloud.
I believe that this would be a woe. If we came upon that right there, we would fall on our face.
Oh, yeah. They fell on their face.
Hogan, have you ever heard of him? Okay, David Hogan, him and his whole team, they fast 3 days and 4 days a week, every week. Okay? Him, after 1 year of doing this one time, he went on an extended fast where he fasted. He got alone in his office for 30 days.
Whoa.
Nobody interrupted him or nothing. He went in there and prayed and fasted, and on the 18th or 19th day, he said, normally I don't break fast. He said, but the Holy Ghost man was dealing with me so incredibly bad. He came out of his office. He didn't realize it, but he was shining. He was glowing.
Whoa.
And his team was there, his wife, his kids was there, and they all fell out.
To him, it probably looked like a ghost or something, you know, something. This is different.
It's the glory.
It's the glory.
But he does the things necessary to obtain it.
But y'all, listen up here. I'm going to the Old Testament because of my time. I'm going to flip over here.
Sorry.
To Isaiah. Oh, no. We appreciate that. That was an experience he had. And thank you for sharing that.
I've always wanted to obtain that.
You what?
I've always wanted to obtain that.
Mm-hmm. Oh, you will. I'm going to read it. I'm going to read it to you. You will. Thank you for saying that. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Because I'm going to tell you. Y'all turn to Isaiah. Ha. Turn, people. Turn. Isaiah. Praise God. I'm on. You know, he wants to obtain that. But, buddy. You're finna get it. Isaiah, the 60th chapter.
60.
Arise and shine, for the light hath come. The glory of the Lord is risen upon thee. For behold, darkness shall cover the earth, and gross darkness the people. But the Lord shall arise upon them, and his glory shall be seen upon them. You're going to get what you want. But we're going to have to change positions, he said. He said, we're going to have to rise. We're going to have to go a little higher. You can't obtain that on the level you are. He said, you're going to have to rise and shine. For your light is come. It's that light you producing, but the light that has come, you're producing that light. And he said, these people that rise and shine, the glory is going to be seen on their faces. The glory is going to be seen where you want it to be. You can claim that.
Amen.
We all claim that this morning.
Yes.
The glory, people are going to look at us and like what you said, the man named
David Hogan.
David Hogan. His wife and children could see the glory on his face. They just...
And his team.
Huh?
And his team.
And his team. And it just almost fainted, you know? Seeing that upon some people. Well, guess what, people? That belongs to you.
Yes,
so that belongs to me.
That belongs to me.
Because it's been revealed.
Yes.
He said the thing that's been revealed belongs to you and your children.
Amen.
Praise God. So yes, you got that. Because it's a desire. You know, brother, more people have to have desires like you.
See, I know that this would be the truth. Okay, what I'm about to tell you. Now, you can plant seeds all you want with the word. But unless you have the anointing with you, that person will never receive Christ. Like Smith Wigglesworth, he walked into a factory one time, and this woman came up to him. He was just taking a tour. That's all he's doing. He went there to preach. Mm-hmm. This woman came up to him, why are you convicting me? Mm-hmm. He had the anointing, the glory of God so strong on him that repentance came.
Well, that came to Jesus.
The whole factory got saved.
Uh-huh. Yeah. That came to Jesus too. The devils came to say, why you come to torment
yes,
us
ma'am.
Before our time,
yes,
Jesus?
Ma'am.
You of Nazareth, we know who you are. Don't come and bother us before our time, you know.
Who was that on me?
Huh?
Who was that? Smith Wigglesworth. James Robson did.
Yeah, James Robson. Yes, sir. Because the glory, and that's what draws the Holy Ghost, what draws men's salvation.
We can
take and say all we want. Without the Holy Ghost, it doesn't happen.
That's it.
You can be an apologetic all you want. You can be what you can. I know two guys right now, they go out there and debate all the time, but they don't have the anointing with them, and they never bring nobody to Christ. You got to have the anointing.
Got to have the Holy Spirit, the anointing. And this is what we talked about in Corinthians 3:18, that the Holy Spirit is taking us from glory to glory. Mm-hmm. Isn't that the way we read it?
Yeah. Yes.
Who was doing it? The Holy Spirit. So we want to be open. Oh, I'm out of my time. We want to be, I wanted to get into, I wanted to get into Ezekiel and show you the glory, in Exodus. But anyway, I'm way over my time, and I'm going to say thank you, and I'm going to say Apostle, God bless you. Come on up, Apostle. Praise God. But don't y'all see that we have so much to look forward to? The glory is going to be seen on our what?
Faces.
On our faces. They going to say, hey, you've been with God. Something going on there.
Yeah. Thank you, Pastor Jason Flynn.
Huh?
Jason Planish, y'all remember that story of him?
Yeah.
In the church, and I'm just, because he's been in this motel room there for over 40 years.
Uh-huh.
Yes, sir. It's the anointing.
Yeah.
Woo!
It takes a deeper meaning. The anointed breaks the yoke. Mm-hmm. You never thought about it when you were witnessing.
That's right.
Yeah. I thought of like more personal Christian life right. and stuff, but that's the anointing that breaks the yoke.
It's the anointing. It can't be
that
us.
Person.
It's not us at all.
Yeah.
We can sit there and argue. Unless you got the anointing, nothing's going to happen.
Mm-hmm. I tell you, that's our next move of God.
Mm-hmm.
And don't y'all forget, next Sunday, 9:15.
Yeah.
Be here on time.
I'm sorry, it's my fault this morning.
Hey, but it ain't going to be your fault next Sunday. You're going to be on time.
He's getting the girls' room ready. So.
We are.
You must have gotten involved.
Yeah, I woke up about 3:30 this morning. Started working on their door frames and stuff, you know.
Mm-hmm. All right. Did y'all sleep?
Yeah, they was in there
sleep.
Until I put the compressor outside. Then that right. Because I'm going to tell you, this is a personal thing for me. I don't want to see nobody go to hell.
Right.
I don't care who they are. That was not made for us.
That's right.
And without the anointing,
can't do it.
The people at Walmart, at a convenience store,
Yeah, I want to see
it
everybody.
It was the anointing that drew a whole city.
Yes, ma'am.
To God, that was the anointing. Yep.
Yes, ma'am. Teresa was listening to a testimony from Kenneth Copeland today about a whole city down in Guatemala. 90% within a month got saved because of the anointing spreading.
That's
out.
What I like. And see, that those kind of moves of God, they happen when people draw near. But what we were talking about earlier was knowing God. When we know God, we can... When we know God, we can...
It's dripping. That's where we put it there.
Yeah, I need to find out what's causing that.
Yeah. When we know it, that's when God can... That's when God can put that anointing on, you know, when... Some things can't happen unless we get to know it. You know, Daniel said they that be strong, and they that know the Lord would be strong and do exploits. And he was talking about at the worst possible time in the Great Tribulation. There's never been a period of time worse than that. But the people that do know God, they're going to be strong and do exploits. So when we're in his presence, you just like Peter, when Mary was reading about... The Mount of Transfiguration, they knew things because they were in the presence of God.
Yeah.
All right. When you take time and go in his presence, you know things that man can't explain to you. You know it, and you know
flesh
it.
Flesh and blood don't reveal it to you, but
yeah,
God does.
But God does.
I was wondering about that like a couple weeks ago. Like when you get something like... just like a word, but it's mm-hmm. like you probably never heard it. Mm-hmm. You know, like you probably, I was thinking you probably should study it, you know, but like, you know, because you have to, like I had that like revelation, but I was like, I never heard this, but I was like, mm-hmm. I'm going to study it until I, you know, have that
but
word.
But was it scriptural?
Yeah, it was about, you know, how God purifies us through the fire. Your gold is purified through the fire. Mm-hmm. And it was a word, it was about the fire, how when you're in the fire, you know, what are you doing in the fire? And I was thinking, like, when Meshach, Shadrach, and Abednego went to the fire, like, you know, when we're in the fire, like, what if you still praise him in the fire? Like, I don't know. It was something along that line, but I had never heard nobody preach that. And I was like,
can you praise him in the fire?
Yeah, like.
I'm going to tell you what happened. We studied that one time, and God gave me this. I mean, I saw it, and people said, how did you see that? When they were thrown down and they said they fell on their knees. When you're thrown down, you don't ordinarily fall on your face, on your knees. Mm-hmm. He said, when they throw them down, and the writer said that they fell on their knees. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
They were worshiping.
Yeah.
They were, when they threw them down, that they were
married.
Yeah.
They were worshiping. Uh-huh. And when that worship started, the fourth man showed up.
Mm-hmm. That's
and
right.
Then I was thinking
when you in his,
it was like, you know, worship in the fire. Like, can you minister in the fire? Like when you're going through the fire, can you just feel in the fire? Like, I guess that's the same with worship. Like, ministering, dancing, mm-hmm. like,
yeah,
mm-hmm. yeah. Now the fire does different things. When Day of Pentecost, when they were, in that time, set fire set upon their tongue. Mm-hmm. It was the same relationship that mm-hmm. Isaiah had when he
yeah.
was in the temple.
Yeah.
Said, you in know, he vision. Was repenting. He was saying, listen, I'm a man of unclean lips and I'm around people, yeah. you know. Mm-hmm. But the angel said, hey, we can fix that. We just get a cold lava here and put it in your mouth. And put the coal in his mouth just like they did on the day of Pentecost. Mm-hmm. Got the fire in their mouth. You know, so you are saying, is it okay?
Go ahead.
You're right. I mean, give us just 2 minutes.
Go ahead.
Okay. All right. So you see the different uses of the fire? Uh-huh. God used the fire for a different thing. Like when Elijah, he called fire down from heaven.
Yeah.
To burn up, to show who God is greater,
mm-hmm.
you know. So the fire of God is powerful.
Yeah.
And the fire in this next revival. And Jeremiah said, when I was going to quit, it was just like fire shut up in my bones. I couldn't quit. I got to burn, you know.
Yeah. When it came to me, the revelation, it was because, like, I felt like I had been going through the fire, you know. And then I think the enemy wanted to try to use it. You know, he liked to twist everything.
Yeah, you got fire as tribulation. As, yeah. Well, not tribulation, but as a trial.
Yeah.
You know? You feel like the fire was like it as a trial.
It was not of God.
Yeah, it was like, it was, I feel like, well, I was thinking more so like when the gold is purified, like you have, he'll use that fire though.
Yes.
You know, so I thought of it like, but I think the enemy wanted me to like kind of just give up because I'm just, I'm so tired.
The enemy uses.
It's what you do in the fire.
In the fire.
He uses
it's
a
what you do. The Hebrew boys, they, when they were thrown down, they went down on their knees.
Mm-hmm.
They know we're going into fire. They went down on their knees, mm-hmm. and it was. It's what you do in your trial, in your if you're worshiping, if you. But if you're gonna just allow the enemy just to rob you and to get you defeated and feeling mm-hmm. all bad and stuff like that, even if you have to call for backup, honey, says, can you help me praise him? You know.
Yeah.
And,
When I go through things, I just pray in the Holy Spirit.
Yes, that's
you know,
praying in the Spirit is very, very good. Worship, mm-hmm. praying in the Spirit. If you become sensitive to God, He'll let you know which one you really need to do at the time.
When people don't do these things, it's a lot of things they're living without.
Huh?
When people don't do these things, when they don't persevere, pray in the Spirit, worship, while you're under duress and trouble and fire trials, you can't get to know God
uh-huh.
unless you persevere.
Yeah.
If you don't go, when people don't spend time and receive the revelation God's trying to give them, no revival. They won't produce that the revival that we're looking for. But when you do, when you're receptive to the Holy Spirit and receive what He's saying. It's a cakewalk.
Yeah, the last thing I want to say is because when I was in the fire, well, the trial or whatever, I thought of a name of like, I do like encouragement videos on my little mm-hmm. Facebook and social media, and I was like, what if I call this like ministry in the fire? Because the enemy kept telling me, you know, just forget about all that. You know, you just going through some of that. I was like, if I just do this while I'm in this, like, I was like, mission in the fire. And like, that came to me, I was like, is this. It's okay, but now since I talked to Sister Mary, I was telling her this, then I think Holy Spirit's saying, yeah, you know, the ministry in the fire, you know, like, don't let the fire that either the enemy gave or if it's God giving you, like, still worship in fire, praise, you know, encourage, you know, in the fire, because then it's not stopping you from your purpose, your gift.
That's
you know,
true.
Because
the enemy has a fire as well as God. He always have a counterfeit.
That's
what
right.
God
yeah.
He has a fire just like God has a fire. But it's what you do even in the enemy's fire.
God's
that bring
fire
that forth
is to build you up. Satan's fire is to destroy you.
Yeah.
There you go.
Now, what I want to show y'all in Acts 3.
That's what about everything.
In Acts 3, we know the story when the man, Peter and John, they came to the beautiful gate.
Mm-hmm.
The man was lame. All right. They were about to go in the temple. Verse 4 says, Peter fastened his eyes upon him with John and said, look on us. They had been in the glory. They had been in God's presence. They knew that this man could be healed. And he gave heed unto them, expecting to receive something. Then Peter said, silver and gold have I none, but such as I have give I thee. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, rise up and walk. And he took him by the right hand and lifted him up, and immediately his feet and ankle bones received strength, because he never walked before.
Mm.
And he leaping up, stood and walked and entered with them into the temple, walking and leaping and praising God. And all the people saw him walking and praising God.
Praising God.
The glory is here.
Amen.
Now, if we go back, in chapter 4, the Pharisees didn't like it. This caused Peter and John to be put in jail, basically. or they brought them to the Pharisees. Verse 4 says, verse 1, and as they spake unto the people, the priest and the captain of the temple and the Sadducees came upon them, being grieved that they taught the people and preached through Jesus the resurrection from the dead. Cold religion is against you.
What was you say at the end? What did you just say?
I said cold religion is against you.
Against you.
The spirit that was on these men, the priests, the Sadducees, they came, they were grieved. Their spirit was grieved and they were too cold. That's cold religion. They came upon them and wanted them, you know, I won't read the whole thing for time, but in verse 7, and when they had set them in the midst, they asked, by what power or by what name have you done this? Then Peter, filled with the Holy Ghost, said unto them, ye rulers of the people and the elders of Israel, as we this day be examined of the good deed done unto the impotent man, by what means he is made whole, be it known unto you all and to all the people of Israel, that by the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, whom ye crucified, whom God raised from the dead, even by him doeth this man stand here before you whole. This is the stone which was set in naught of, this was the stone which was set as nothing of you builders, which has become the head of the corner. Neither is there salvation in any other, for there is none other name under heaven given among men whereby we must be saved. Now when they saw the boldness of Peter and John and perceived that they were unlearned and ignorant men, they marveled, and they took knowledge of them that they had been with Jesus. They reminded them of the glory that was on Jesus. But when they had commanded them to go aside out of the council, they conferred among themselves, saying, what shall we do to these men? For that indeed a notable miracle has been done by them is manifest unto all them that dwell in Jerusalem, and we cannot deny it. But that it spread no further among the people, let us straightly threaten them, that they speak henceforth no more in their name. And they called them and commanded them not to speak at all or teach in the name of Jesus. You still get restriction from the world about the name of Jesus. And they called them and commanded them not to speak at all nor teach in the name of Jesus. But Peter and John answered and said unto them, whether it be right in the sight of God to hearken unto you more than to God, judge ye. For we cannot but speak the things which we have seen and heard. He was bold. He stood. You have to stand for the things of God, for God to put a work on top of that. You can't compromise and say, well, we got to go by what the council says, or we got to do the church bylaws. And me and my sister was talking for hours yesterday. She said the pastors, the Methodists, she go to a Methodist church. My dad was a Methodist. And they'll teach about the Holy Spirit, but they don't teach people how to walk in the power. And she asked the pastor, why do you do that? He said, well, the Methodist doctrine. You know, he went to talking about that. Now, where did this come from? I say it came right here from chapter 4. The will, the spirit that was on those priests and the Sadducees survived when they died out. And it started a false doctrine. It started as seducing spirits, and it became a doctrine of the devil. The enemy has taught our modern day preachers not to expect the move of the Holy Spirit, speaking in tongues, healing, the power of God, the nine gifts of the Spirit, or the nine fruits of the Spirit. Why? Because that reluctance started here, and it got in the seminary. And the people coming up, I've seen good men of God. I mean, Holy Ghost, they, Pastor taught me this here. When Jesus breathed on his disciples, they received the Holy Spirit within. In Acts, they had the Holy Spirit upon. We need both. The Holy Spirit within will counsel you, guide you in this life. The Holy Spirit upon is for you to go out there and do the works. It's up to you to stir up the gifts that are already there. Whatever God give you, stir it up. Speak it, talk it, worship God. Don't focus on the work. The work is a byproduct of your personal relationship with the Lord. People have tried to be famous in the word. But if you're not prepared to do the work, God think of everything. The work is going to be. But you're more important than the work that you're going to do. Some people try to go out there and they try to become famous and wealthy and they're not prepared. If that, those things can cause you to deviate. I've seen it happen so many times. Jesus said, as far as even handling the glory of God, you have to be trained and prepared.
But even you can be prepared, but at the same time, what we're talking about this morning, if you let it slip and don't stay in that word with your personal relationship with knowing God, you can fall in the deep sea.
It'll be worse for you, and you don't want that.
So you could be prepared totally to start out, but you get so involved in the ministry and the pride of it.
The ministry is not as important as your soul to God.
Yeah.
And how you have to stick with him. You have to follow him if you want to survive.
Yes.
A lot of people, they become famous and then they start, if the enemy can get your focus to change, you change with it.
Right.
You have to look to the Lord. That's why the people that know God, they were strong and do exploits.
Mm-hmm.
This attack survived. When the apostles died out, they found ignorant, the same spirits found ignorant people and taught them, and they believed things that shouldn't have been. That's why the only way to undo this situation is to draw near to the Lord personally. Ask the Lord your questions. Get an understanding. This is where it started from. The doctrine of God might heal. He'll heal sometimes. It started here. God stopped healing. It died out with the apostles because the apostles knew how to stand. They knew God.
When God put that disease on you to test you.
All that came from here. That the reluctance on those Pharisees. The men died. They know they were wrong now. But the spirit that was on their life, mm-hmm. on their body, and it poisoned in their mind, that spirit got tried to infiltrate the church, and it worked. Isaiah 60 that Mary wrote, she said a darkness will cover the whole earth. And it did. You got to bull through all that. You're going to bull those through all that as you go in the Lord's presence. He'll train you and prepare you for what's ahead. Henry Grew will go out in the world, but before he go, he fast and pray. He gets prayed up. When people go with him, the spirit that's on that land that he's going to walk and pray.
And his team does the same thing.
Yeah, but the people that hadn't been doing it, they can't. They have breathing problems. They have trouble. Or they can't work. They can't handle it because they were not trained for it.
Wait, they fast, like they pray and fast before they go and speak and stuff. Like,
yeah, you have to. When you're going into the devil's camp to take it, you got to be in God's presence, and you got to know him. The Lord will. I can't prepare you. Nobody can prepare. A ministry can't prepare you. The Holy Ghost can. A ministry can help.
David Hogan was on the mountains up in Mexico and stuff, mm-hmm. and him and his team were invited to go and pray for this woman in a dirt floor hut
mm-hmm.
that was demon possessed, and they had a cover over, and there was warlocks in there with them and stuff. You know, professing warlocks, but he undid the cover and looked at her, and she had these big spikes coming out of her spine. Mm-hmm. And he thought they were fake there at first, and he started wiggling them. And they prayed for her and left. And they went through this one rock wall that had a gate, went through it, and the rock, they closed the gate, kept walking, and then they heard the gate open and then close, and there was nobody there. And David Hogan told them, said, listen, if all of you are not prayed up and you have not repented of sin, you could be dead. And they just started worshiping God, speaking in tongues.
Mm-hmm.
And this great, big, massive fireball manifested in front of them and started screaming at them and then took off over the mountain. The woman was instantly healed and the warlocks left.
Yeah.
But you had to be in the presence of God because they fasted and prayed all the time.
Mm-hmm.
I know, too, Pastor McCann, I remember you taught about it. He said before you try to, like, witness or, like, he said before you're doing something, he said, you tell Satan, don't you have authority over him? Tell him, don't you try to disrupt or.
Yeah.
Like, I always do
that. Like, you have to take authority.
Yeah, I say, don't do this. Don't try to stop
this. Mm-hmm. See, this is a stronghold for the Lord. Y'all love God. It's easy to minister here. there are some places you have to, God has to prepare you for. Not that you can't handle it. He'll give you wisdom, knowledge, understanding. All this is, if you're going to go out there and take the enemy's camp, you got to know God. You got to be able to be focused on Him. And you got, and look at Him. And then it's easy. If people don't follow God, a lot of things just can't happen. It just can't. All right, we'll stop here. Lord, I thank you for your word. I thank you for all that you're doing. Help us to undo the enemy's works.
Amen.
Help us just do all that's in your heart. In Jesus' mighty name. Amen.
Amen. Amen.